WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Pebble Creek residents are asked to limit their water usage this morning. College Station Water Services Director David Coleman says there's a break in an 18-inch water line near W.D. Fitch and Pebble Creek Parkway. Crews are on site and expected to complete the work this morning. Until repairs are complete, residents in the area will receive low-pressure service from a small backup line, and discoloration is expected. City officials are asking residents to turn their sprinkler systems off and minimize water use to help expedite repairs. A local businessman who's awaiting trial on drug possession charges was back in jail recently. 40-year-old Christos Delis was in the Brazos County Jail for 15 minutes last Friday before he was released on bond on charges from Denton County. He's accused of family violence assault and unlawful restraint. In March of last year, Delis was arrested on charges of possessing methamphetamine with intent to deliver and possession of marijuana. No trial date has been set in that case. A Bryan man who's been in the Brazos County Jail since March of last year on criminal charges for multiple cases is also doing time from a felony theft conviction in Leon County. 27-year-old Zachary Lee White, who was sentenced to 18 months, is awaiting trial on 7 charges in Brazos County. A Brazos County District Court jury recently found a Bryan man guilty of being in possession of a gun with a felony record. Prosecutors say witnesses saw 30-year-old James Cunningham running away from a car last June, where several gunshots were fired towards a woman and her young daughter. Cunningham was sentenced to 30 years in prison. College Station police arrested 2 men early Sunday morning they say were involved in burglaries at 2 apartment complexes. And we should be having audio right here. Scott, if you can go to commercial for just a second.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Again, College Station police arrested 2 men early Sunday morning they say were involved in burglaries at 2 apartment complexes.
Around 1 a.m., CSPD received a burglary report from residents at 2818 Place Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Lieutenant Steve Brock says the victim also witnessed 2 black males leaving the building and wrote down their license plate number.
Later on that same morning, around 3:30 to 3:40 a.m., another citizen from Gateway Apartments called the College Station Police Department to report a burglary of a habitation in progress. That caller said he saw 2 black males forcing entry into an apartment.
Brock says officers surrounded the complex and arrested 22-year-old Derek Sewell Jr. of Columbus and 21-year-old Jamichael DeAndre Dancy of Sealy, who were both charged with 2 counts of burglary of habitation and evading arrest. Brock says more charges and arrests are possible.
Kudos to the citizens. You know, these arrests wouldn't have been made possible without citizens recognizing something suspicious and reporting it to the police.
Anyone with more information can contact CSPD at 764-3600. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sunday night, College Station police responded to a report of civil disturbance at the Southgate Village Apartments on Luther Street. 27-year-old Christina Foster of College Station was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon after striking her baby's father with a tire iron. Foster and the victim used to date and share custody of the child currently. The two got in an argument. When Foster got in her car to leave, the victim kicked the front bumper. Foster then got out of her vehicle with the weapon and struck him in the head, then called police. He did not receive medical attention. Those who have parking permits for Northside Garage have already been alerted to new traffic patterns. The executive director of Texas A&M Transportation Services, Peter Lang, says that this summer they're testing a possible first step to reduce congestion getting in and out of the garage.
What we found through this whole looking at this from user feedback and from us being in the garage and observing it and the engineering studies that we've done is that there's not one single simple fix to make the garage flow better. It's so darn close to the university without a lot of queuing room in and out that it's problematic.
The gates on Ireland near Ross and along Ross between Ireland and Bazelle are being raised at 5 instead of 6 p.m. If bus and pedestrian traffic is not impeded this fall, the change will become permanent. A news release from Transportation Services with more information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
810, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Currently sunny and on the hot side today. We could see an isolated shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs ranging from 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Sunshine again tomorrow. By late in the afternoon, there could be a passing shower or a thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine again Thursday, highs 90 to 95 with the chance for an isolated late-day storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we talk about how everything's bigger in Texas and all that.
Certainly.
We got the Noxon, Pennsylvania rattlesnake roundup. That happened last weekend. Yeah.
No.
The Noxon Valley Volunteer Fire Department put together
one?
A four-day event. No. They usually get an average of 25 snakes. It's been a Father's Day tradition for 40 years. Let's bring them down to Sweetwater, okay? Let's show them how we can do a rattlesnake roundup. Golly.
They's just playing at it.
I know. Well, I was reading about the history of the rattlesnake roundup. They've been doing it since 1958, apparently. The JCs, as they were called, the Junior Chamber of Commerce in Sweetwater, had started in 1958 to address the rattlesnake overpopulation because ranchers were losing their cattle to rattlesnake
bites.
And the local hospital was treating 30 to 50 bites a year.
Wow.
Yeah. With a price of about $100,000 for an antidote, that's not a good thing. So they went out the first weekend. One guy, Rob McCain, who's the public relations chairman, said, we went on a nuisance call and got 37 snakes out of one cellar in the weekend. That's out of one cellar in Sweetwater.
No, sir.
I'm just saying. Don't be telling us about some stinking snake roundup in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
I got an interesting story here in England. A pair of adopted pets are looking for a new home, but they have to be adopted together because they can't cope being apart. A Jack Russell Terrier named Glenn, blind and guided by a Staffordshire Bull Terrier named Buzz. So it's like the Jack Russell has its own guide dog. When they're out together, Buzz helps Glenn find his way by sort of pushing him. They were abandoned together, and now rescue staffers looking for a place to put the inseparable pair.
Yeah, I've seen that. There's a while ago, there was going around on Facebook. It was a Great Dane that was blind, and I think, well, I don't know if it was another
Dane. I remember
Dane,
that.
Or if it was a black lab or something. That
interesting.
It was a seeing eye dog. And then I actually we were just eating lunch on Sunday, and the waitress, she had a puppy that they found out was blind, and she has acquired another puppy to work as that one's
to shepherd
companion,
it.
And
kind of be its guide dog. Well, that's kind of a cool thing. So, there you are. So yeah, do our dogs wonder why we don't lick them back?
I hope they don't.
Yeah,
you know,
realize what
do.
A dog. You realize what a dog eats sometimes. Mm. You know, really, they shouldn't be licking your face.
No.
But we like for them to anyway. We just do that. What's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, we can hook you up.
Okay.
With some dogs to lick your face, especially this Saturday, because we will be out at Sterling Subaru from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs that are and cats that are going to be out at the event, hope you have your adoption applications done ahead of time because it'll expedite your process because those adoptions will be free.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, we did this last year. It was a highly successful event. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, why would you give dogs away, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they still have to have an approved adoption application.
Sure, sure.
They still have to go through all the processes. We don't see any more returned adoptions with free adoptions than we do regular adoptions. Mm-hmm. People care for those animals just as much. And it just kind of helps them a lot of times get over that little initial, maybe they've been thinking about getting a dog, mm-hmm. cat, and this is really what's going to help them out to go ahead and get that adoption done. So again, we highly recommend get your adoption application done ahead of time, pre-approved. And that way, when you come in, waiting at the doors at 10 o'clock at Sterling Subaru on Saturday, we can just get that adoption done very quickly without having to prove your application at that point.
And the spay and neuter stuff, that all still applies?
Oh, yes. Everything that is regularly included in an adoption. So they'll have at least their first round of vaccinations. They'll be spayed or neutered. They'll have they'll be microchipped. They'll have local pet retail coupons, local veterinarian coupons as well, 30 days pet health insurance. Fantastic.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's an amazing deal. You're getting three, depending on the animal, $300 to $500 worth of services for free.
Wow.
It's fantastic. So Carrie, our foster coordinator, has put all sorts of dogs into foster. Some of them were puppies that were born in foster care, so I haven't even seen them actually, that are going to be out at the event, and has been working to make sure we've got those dogs and cats all ready to go.
Great. And if there was some more information then about that or anything else you got going on?
Go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. You can find more information about Sterling Subaru. You can find our adoption application as well. You can print that off, get it filled out, email it, fax it, bring it over. Doesn't matter. We'll take a look at it. And then you just need to get that completed. And if you're interested, let us know so that we can, if you either are there in person, we can send you back with an approved copy, or we can let Carrie know so that that application is going with her, that you're definitely interested in a dog at Sterling Subaru. Now, again, don't always know exactly which dogs are going quite yet, but and then we've got reserves eventually will be put into place as well, so if it's being highly successful, we might even take a few more.
That'd be good.
Like I said, dogs and cats, though, we have kittens as planned as well.
All right, so, sounds good.
Great opportunity. It's inside as well.
Oh, yeah, good point.
It's hot. You've been through our kennels. You're like, ooh, it's a little warm. I think I'm going to head out. Inside that showroom, nice and cool.
Dandy
fine.
Good on the
folks. Really grateful. That's Sterling Subaru again this Saturday, 10 to 4, free adoptions. Get your applications pre-approved.
That's the deal. Thanks a bunch. That's Leah here from the Humane Society, and they visit with us on Tuesdays. And also, and Carrie's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning, y'all.
What you got for us today?
Well, you kind of think you slow down in the summer, and then you start working for the Chamber of Commerce, realize, no, not so much.
Yeah.
So we do. We have a busy July. We're going to kick it off July 2nd with a leadership luncheon sponsored by the Leadership Brazos Alumni Association. This is open to all membership, and it is just it's a great event to come out and meet some people in the community and have lunch. It's going to be, again, July 2nd, 11:30 until 1 at the Phillips Event Center. We do have tickets available. You can register for that at any time. Just give us a call. And we're so excited because our keynote speaker is going to be Red Cashin. And do you know what Red Cashin's first name is?
I do, yeah.
Mason. What,
that's right. Yeah.
First time I've ever seen it before.
Nobody knows. He's just Red to everybody.
Mason Cashin will be our keynote speaker. And I've grown up here. This will be my first time to hear him speak. I know that's kind of shameful to admit, but I'm excited about that. And then July 9th, we have our business after hours at CC Creations. It's going to be from 5:30 until 7 at their home and location. We're excited for them. We're also planning on presenting our check from the Community Softball Classic to the 100 Club at this event. So it should be a really good one. Y'all come on out. And July 17th, a brand new event that we're kicking off. It's going to be Founders Night, an evening of Southern Charm, hosted by Chrome, a salon experience, and Lone Star Trust and Investments. We're hosting it at the Aston Mansion, our first event there that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be completely just different kind of event. It's a no program. It's a summer casual event. We're going to be inviting out some founding fathers and some native citizens and leadership and mayors and city council members and leaders at A&M. So a great chance to come out and meet those people and mix and mingle. And we are selling tickets now for that. We also have our Community Impact Awards toward the end of the month, July 28th. Again, these are going to be at Phillips Event Center, sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services. And this event honors our historically underutilized businesses in Bryan College Station, and that would be women-owned, Hispanic-owned, African-American-owned, Asian-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a selection committee in process now. We've received nominations, so stay tuned to find out who this year's winners are going to be, and we'll announce them for you. A lot of ribbon cuttings this week. We have three. We'll start with today. Right at Home will host a ribbon cutting at their Boonville office at 11:30. Tomorrow, we will have a deluxe ribbon cutting for Altus Medical Equipment at their 2551 Texas Avenue South office at 4:30 p.m. And then last but not least, a groundbreaking. So you kind of get one of each this week.
Okay.
Fieldhouse Sports will be breaking ground on their complex out in Milliken. It's going to be a premier spot for baseball and softball training. And we're lucky to have it. I think, as far as I understand, now kids are driving to Austin and Houston to get the kind of coaching and stuff that they'll be able to get right here in town now.
Very good. Very good.
So last but not least, a shout out thanks to our Platinum Member Spotlight, Prosperity Bank. And if you want any more information on any of these events, you can call us at the Chamber, 260-5200, or look us up on the web at bcschamber.org.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Chamber as well on Tuesdays. Gary Blair joins us in just a minute.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting down with Coach Gary Blair, the head women's basketball coach at Texas A&M University and a big supporter of Special Olympics with a brand new event. Good morning, Coach.
Great morning. I got my shorts on, going to work, and it's good to be here.
Anytime you can go to work in shorts, it's a good one. You have teamed up with Special Olympics for years now. I know this isn't your first go-round with Special Olympics because the golf tournament's for Special Olympics.
We've been doing this for 12 years here at A&M, 10 years at Arkansas. So I'm hooked.
And you've got a new event, though.
This Wednesday at Fox and Hound, all the proceeds or percentage of what the restaurant makes is going to be donated back to Coach Blair Charities, and that's going to be special.
So what's the event, though? What are they doing at Fox and Hound?
Come talk sports with Coach Blair.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
And they've got all different games you can play for the kids or whatever. There's pool. Come. I'll be there from 6 to 9 on Wednesday night. Come shoot a game of pool. Let's talk Bombers. Let's talk Aggies. Let's talk U.S. Open. Let's talk a little bit of basketball, Cowboys and Rangers.
Absolutely. Tickets for the event?
There's no tickets. You just walk through the door and you order off their menu. The burgers are excellent. The wings, all that good fried stuff.
They brought us a bunch of food, and their ribs are awesome.
The ribs are good. And before I leave here, I'm going to stop by and give me a little snack on the way. But come on out. This is all day Wednesday.
Okay.
So come out for lunch or whatever. I'm not sure. I've got individual workouts with my players. I'm not sure if I can make it for lunch. But I'll be there from 6 to 9. And let's chew it over a little and talk sports and talk about how lucky we have it in Brazos County.
Fox and the Hound, that will be this coming Wednesday, actually tomorrow, and it's on University. If you have any questions, you can find Fox and Hound online. Coach, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
This community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Demand for big-ticket manufactured goods fell for the third time in 4 months, a latest sign of caution among businesses. New orders for durable goods, products such as computers and trucks designed to last at least 3 years, decreased 1.8% in May from April. Greece has finally offered economic reforms that creditors consider closer to being acceptable, giving the country's prime minister a few days to turn a spirit of goodwill into a deal that might keep the country from a painful exit from the euro currency. Leaders from the 19 euro nations and the International Monetary Fund say the new reform plan offers the basis to break a four-month deadlock in talks. GM says it'll invest $245 million and add 300 jobs at its Orion Township, Michigan plant that was saved during the 2009 government bailout to the company, with the money coming to outfit the factory for the production of an undisclosed vehicle. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's your money now.
In 2001, Vonage revolutionized home phone service, making it better with voice over internet. After such an achievement, who would have blamed Vonage if they said, "Enjoy better, people. We'll be by the pool." But the thing about better is, there's always more better. So today, Vonage is not unleashing its ripped abdominals by the pool, but is back to work transforming communications for business by making it better with award-winning cloud-based solutions, an infrastructure that grows as you grow, seamless mobility between all devices so you never miss that important call, even if you're splishy-splashing in the pool that Vonage isn't, because Vonage is too busy making communications better, and all for so much less than you think. So when you're reapplying your SPF 45, Vonage won't be there to rub it in, because Vonage will be out there somewhere doing more better. See how your business can get the better it deserves. Call Vonage at 1-800-5-VONAGE or go to Vonage.com. Vonage, the business of better.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. Parents, what price would you pay not to have a sick kid this school season? What would it be worth to you not to have to miss work with a sick kid, take him to the doctor, or pay for prescription medicine? Even a cold can put a dent in the pocketbook, not to mention how rotten the poor kids feel. Well, Activate Kids Immune Booster from the Activate Company might be just the ticket to saving you some real money and grief this year. Activate Kids Immune Booster has been specifically formulated to boost your child's immune system so they can fight off those nasty school colds, flu, and strep infections before they get a hold on your kid. It's safe and effective, and it sure costs a lot less than going to the doctor or missing work. Give them Activate Kids Immune Booster from the Activate Company. Just go to www.activateproducts.com. That's active and the number 8products.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. Even for Bill, this was hard to believe. Not that he was in the water, or that he didn't remember what it was like the first time, or that the water was a bone-numbing 33 degrees, or his realization that he only had a few minutes to get out of the water before he succumbed to a very icy grave. No, that wasn't hard to believe. What was hard to believe was that it was happening in the exact same spot as before. And he knew what he had to do. Keep moving. Don't stop. Generate body heat. Get to shore as fast as you can. He knew it because it had happened before. That was nearly 50 years ago when Bill Turner was a young merchant seaman. His first assignment as a young cabin boy was on a stunning 19th century ship of the line. From the first moments that ship was under sail, Bill was enthralled. The beauty of the open sea laid out before him a million miles wide. But too soon, he was to learn of the great dangers that the sea held also. A storm, terrible in its intensity, was brewing, and his ship was not going to outrun it. First, it was the huge waves. Then the mast, which seemed to snap like a twig. And then it was the muscle-constricting, freezing water that he felt. But just before he hit the water, this young, inexperienced cabin boy remembered sighting land to the east. And so he swam for his life. The storm passed nearly as quickly as it came upon them, and Bill found himself clinging to a rock on a scraggy shoreline. It was Ireland. His ship was gone, but he was safe. And for many, a first-time experience like that one would have ended a sea career, but not Bill Turner. He went on to do greater things, including becoming the captain one day, a captain who would go down in infamy, for two reasons. First, the ship he commanded met another terrible fate, just like his first. And second, because it happened in exactly the same spot. And once again, he found himself in the water, swimming towards the coast of Ireland. But this time, nearly 50 years to the day after that terrifying experience as a cabin boy, once again, on a sinking ship. But this time, not due to a storm, but to war. You see, it's a little-known fact that Captain Bill Turner made it to shore once again, because it was a replay of an event that had happened 50 years before in exactly the same spot. But this time, he was no cabin boy. He was the captain. The captain of the Lusitania.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
With summer vacations in full swing now, here's an important reminder. The bad guys don't take vacations. But while you do, they're working overtime. Everyone has seen this post on Facebook. First, there's the selfie from the airport, along with the message, off on a two-week vacation, woohoo! Now what local thieves see is a clear message. Your home is vacant for 2 weeks, woohoo! Bad guys can verify that you're really gone too. Every time you post a vacation photo, that the picture carries hidden metadata that encodes precisely where you're located. So here are the safe ways to keep friends and family updated. First, don't broadcast to the world on Facebook that you're not going to be home for a while. Second, if you forget and post a photo anyway, use the phone's privacy settings to disable the camera's metadata showing your location. Finally, instead of Facebook, start a free password-protected blog for close family and friends only. Post your stories and photos there. And this year, don't allow the bad guys to use social media to target you. Get the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
I'm always on the lookout for cool new opportunities for my listeners. Well, here's one that you're going to love that'll start putting great money in your pocket ASAP. I'm talking about driving with Uber. You've heard of Uber. It's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. I've used Uber a bunch of times, and their drivers tell me they earn great money whenever they want, completely on their schedule. And they totally love being their own boss. I love Uber, too. I'm a huge fan. In fact, Kathy on my staff used to be a driver, and driving with Uber levels the playing field for everyone. This type of opportunity is absolutely perfect for people who need some flexibility in their lives. Parents, Uber is great for your family's business schedule. Students and teachers, summer's coming. Come make some extra money between classes and get paid in your free time. You already got a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious, life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Despite recent rains, landscape irrigation is a common sight during morning commutes, but City of College Station Water Services Director David Coleman is asking Pebble Creek residents to turn theirs off for a while and reduce additional water usage while crews repair a damaged water line. The 18-inch pipe is near Pebble Creek Parkway and William D. Fitch, and crews hope to complete repairs this morning. Until then, residents may see discoloration in their water, which is being provided by a low-pressure backup line for a situation such as this. Reducing the congestion and getting out in and out of the Northgate garage is something that has been studied by Texas A&M Transportation Services, and that's actually the Northside garage. They've studied it for the last couple of years. Executive Director Peter Lang says multiple steps are included in the next phase of the University Drive Improvement Project.
At a minimum, makes it right in, right out, but it also makes the queuing space to turn onto Ireland Street much longer, so that would help. Exiting the garage on the Asbury Street side, there's potential to add a lane. On the university side of Asbury, there's some parking there. We could add a lane to have two left turn lanes, a right lane, and a right through lane, which would give more capacity out on Asbury to be able to get out of the garage and to be able to store cars there.
This summer, some gates out of the Northgate garage, north side garage on Ross and Ireland are being raised at 5 p.m. instead of 6. That change will become permanent this fall if pedestrian and bus traffic is not impeded. On our website at WTAW.com is a news release from Transportation Services that was sent recently to Northside permit holders. Texas A&M has announced a new vice provost. Being promoted to the university's second highest academic administrator is Dean of Faculties Michael Benedict. Dr. Benedict, who has been at A&M since 1984, succeeds Pamela Matthews, who was recently selected as Dean of the College of Liberal Arts. The interim Dean of Faculties is Associate Dean Blanca Lupiani. Denton County authorities let a local businessman turn himself in at the Brazos County Jail on two criminal charges. According to online jail records, 40-year-old Christos Delis of College Station was indicted in Denton County on charges of assaulting a family member and unlawful restraint. He spent 15 minutes in jail before he was released on bond. Delis was arrested in March of last year after a search of his home, former home in Northgate, by College Station and Bryan police turned up methamphetamine and marijuana. A trial date has not been set on those charges. A Bryan man awaiting trial on seven charges in Brazos County has been convicted of felony theft in Leon County. Jail records show 27-year-old Zachary Lee White was sentenced to 18 months. White has been held since March of last year for, among other things, possessing a large quantity of methamphetamine with intent to distribute and leading a deputy constable on a chase at speeds as high as 114 miles an hour. A Bryan man has been found guilty by a Brazos County District Court jury of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm last June. 30-year-old James Cunningham was sentenced to 30 years after witnesses testified he ran away with a handgun from a car where shots had been fired towards a woman and her young daughter. College Station police had a busy Sunday morning responding to 9 home and vehicle burglaries.
Some of those burglaries have been connected to 2 men arrested, and more arrests are possible. Lieutenant Steve Brock says officers were first alerted to a burglary at 2818 Place, where the victim reported his door had been kicked in and electronics and a weapon were stolen.
That same victim advised police that they saw 2 black males leaving the area near his apartment as they arrived home. And the victim thought it was suspicious enough that he wrote down that license plate of that vehicle.
Brock says around 4 a.m., officers responded to a report of suspicious activity at the Gateway Apartments on Holloman Drive West, where they found 21-year-old Jamichael DeAndre Dancy from Sealy and 22-year-old Derek Sewell Jr. from Columbus. Both were arrested and charged with 2 counts of burglary of a habitation and evading arrest.
Citizens are the eyes of the police department, and when this occurs, you know, we're working in partnership to fight crime, and that's great. So kudos to the people who called it in.
Brock says they found stolen property in Dancy's car, which matched the description and license plate written down by the first witness. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police got a call about a civil disturbance Sunday night after a Father's Day dispute turned violent at Southgate Village Apartments on Luther Street. Police report 27-year-old Christina Foster of College Station struck the father of her baby with a tire iron on his head. The victim said he wanted to see his child for Father's Day and got in a verbal argument with Foster when she showed up. He admitted to kicking her car when she tried to leave, prompting her to hit him with the tire iron. Foster was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim's injuries were not life-threatening. The state of Texas footprint in Austin is growing. The Austin American-Statesman reports more than $1 billion will be spent on 3 new office buildings and the renovation of other state-owned properties. That's after skyrocketing rents are pushing officials to open 2 buildings downtown on what are now parking lots. One will be across from the State History Museum and the other a couple of blocks away. The third building, to be located in North Austin, will house more than half of the state's health and human services operations. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 81 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, you did your part. I didn't do mine. Hang on, hang on. Now I gotta push a lot of buttons. Okay. All right, here we go.
You wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of sunshine developing today. That leads to temperatures reaching 90 to 95 this afternoon. Could see a late day storm. We're partly cloudy tonight. Lows near 75. For tomorrow, sunshine with the risk of a thunderstorm late in the day. Highs 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Sunshine Thursday, chance of an isolated storm. Temperatures on Thursday are going to be somewhere between 90 and 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So yesterday they're doing work here at the radio station building, the beautiful Crystal Park Plaza. They were taking up the tiles that they had at the entrance, and they're using a jackhammer to do that. And I found that interesting, so I called Ben because I knew he would too. And I said, "Do you know what they're doing?" He said, "Well, if they're on schedule, they're removing the tiles from the front of the." Steps of the building. That's what they're doing.
Well, that's good, because sometimes those suckers can get kind of slickery.
Well, and I think that's what they're probably going to change it into something else. But I said what's amazing to me is that the jackhammer that they were using is quieter than the thing that they used to blow the grass clipping. Because I can hear that, but I couldn't hear the jackhammer when they started doing that little job. So, all right, so you did the story about the government buildings.
I did.
Now, there were some pretty large numbers there, is that correct? Oh, I mean, for the...
looking at $1 billion on three new buildings.
$1 billion on three new buildings. Okay. And they're taking, what, parking lots, and they're going to put...
Build up, I guess.
...buildings over these parking lots. And, you know, here's my thought, is that if you built them in Marlin, they'd cost a whole lot less.
Well, they've already got space they're not using.
No, that's not right. It's being used as parking space. And, you know, here's the other thing. The traffic in Austin is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost to the point where, you know, I used to think, well, you know, just hop in the car and drive over to Austin and have fun for the day. You can't do that anymore. You decide what place you're going to, and then that's it. You can't decide to go to three places because traffic will just ruin it. So... why do you need to have a building downtown where all these government workers go to work? Because, you know, in this age of communication and fiber optics, it's just as easy for people to not be there.
I would concur.
I mean, and I'm joking about Marlin. You don't build there, but you could build in Hutto. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You could build in Leander. You don't have to be in Austin. And you said that the health science of the Health and Human Services is going to move up into North County. It just doesn't make any sense to be building more government buildings in Austin. Because if you have to come in and testify or whatever, fine. You get in your car and you drive in there and do that. But why do you do that in downtown Austin? Why are you spending our tax money that way, I guess is what I'm really asking.
Because it's comfortably purple for all the politicians.
Yeah. And no, it ain't. It ain't even comfortably purple. It's, you know what? The political color of that city changes when it's in session. When they're not in session, it becomes oh yeah, plenty blue. Oh yeah. Don't worry about that. Ashton Kutcher, is that his name?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, him. Mm-hmm. Is going to appear on an upcoming episode of Shark Tank.
Really?
He will appear as a guest shark in at least one episode. You might not know that in addition to his acting, he has invested in a number of tech companies in recent years, including Skype, temporary lodging site Airbnb, and local search and discovery app Foursquare.
Hmm.
Now, part of the reason he did is he probably got a chance to be in on the IPO, which most of us don't. So, there you are, just saying. So, he'll be there. The first teaser trailer for Kung Fu Panda 3 was released yesterday.
Ooh. Yay.
Yeah, there you go. KFP3, as they're calling it, is the next sequel in the Kung Fu Panda series that started in 2008. Jack Black returns as the voice of, is it Poe?
Poe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The chubby panda who becomes the Kung Fu master. This time he encounters his long-lost father, Lee, who will be voiced by Bryan Cranston. And he ends up teaming with him to take on villain Kai, who will be voiced by J.K. Simmons.
Oh, that's fun.
We Are Farmers guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little bald-headed guy who won the Academy Award for Whiplash. So there you are. Now, we got a chance to see, and it's coming next summer, The Secret Life of Pets. Okay? And that's done by the people who do the little Minions.
Oh, okay. Okay?
And so that's... That looked funny.
DreamWorks, is it?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's anyway. There's a 2-minute trailer out there on that, which was pretty cute.
Yeah, so it looks fun. Okay.
Viral video shows a cat stowing away on the wings of an ultralight.
it's hilarious.
It's pretty terrified.
In the clip, Romain Jeannot and his passenger seem unaware of the kitty at first, but as they gain altitude, the cat crawls into view. I didn't mean to be here. The pilot is forced to land the craft so that the cat won't fall to its death. In the end, they landed safely, removed kitty, and took off again. Video has done 5 million views.
I saw a little GIF of it.
Uh-huh.
I refuse to pronounce it GIF, but the
GIF. Oh, let's do.
No.
GIF is for kids.
GIF is spelled with a J, oh. And it's peanut butter.
Oh, that's
but,
right.
But there was a little GIF.
Everyone knows that.
And yeah. I couldn't tell if the passenger was ever aware of the cat there because the pilot looked up, and he sort of had this concerned look like, oh, man, I better not look too hard at it because wow. I don't want to freak her out because
yeah,
she'd
yeah.
try to reach up and grab the cat, and the cat would try to jump out.
Yeah, that would not be good.
No,
that would not be good.
But that's survived.
Kind of all right. So... Hear this? These are tickets.
Ooh.
695-1620, 695-1620. Someone today will get a pair of tickets, and another someone will get 3 tickets.
Oh, that's right, because yeah. we're so, highfalutin. And-
yeah, because we can do that. We can go the extra ticket for you. It's for the PRCA Rodeo, which is going on the 25th, 26th, and 27th each night at 7:30. The Bryan Breakfast Lions Club, PRCA Rodeo. If you want to go... Then give me a call, 695-1620, and we'll do that. All right, so we've been talking about this woman on the $10 bill thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ben Bernanke has weighed in on this now. He is not happy at all. Current Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew said last week that Hamilton's picture will be taken off of the $10 bill. It said last week that... that they were going to put a woman in there. Bernanke said yesterday on his blog that he was, quote, appalled. Appalled.
Well, he needs to check his male privilege.
That. Yeah, but he said the decision to honor a woman on a $10 bill is a fine idea, but it shouldn't come at Hamilton's expense. His alternative is you take Andrew Jackson off. See if that works out. Hi there, who's this?
My name's Galen. I want some tickets.
What's your last name?
Gaither.
All right, what do you do?
I'm a licensed estate planning assistant. I'm traveling over here to Montgomery County today, and I can still get you on the radio.
We love that. You Woo-hoo. Know, actually, if you'll take that Radio Aggieland app with you and download it, you can hear us all over the world, but I'm just saying. So, all right, I got a pair of tickets. Spell your last name for me.
G-A-I-T-H-E-R.
All right, got it. All right, got you a pair of tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right, see you. You want three tickets to the rodeo?
I sure do.
Three.
Yes.
You get three tickets. Make you feel special?
Certainly.
Okay, who's this?
Joan Escamilla.
Joan Escamilla. All right, Joan, what do you do?
Well, I work at the Sunshine Center in Madisonville. It's a food bank and resale shop.
Dandy, fine. Okay, we'll come by here, and I got tickets for you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, see you.
Bye. Bye.
All right, that's it. I'm done. I have no more. I have no more tickets. That's all. You'll have to go and beg to Chip or Louie or somebody and say, all right, back to the money thing. Bernanke said yesterday on his blog, appalled by this. We should honor a woman, but y'all take Andrew Jackson off the 20. Jackson, at least according to Ben Bernanke, was a man of many unattractive qualities and a poor president. Probably would be fine with having his image dropped from Federal Reserve note. And he was opposed to central banking. We talked about that. And in his final address, he said that our listeners are so smart, they all stopped. They all stopped. Phone bank just went dark. So smart. Doesn't happen on other radio stations.
It doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. You got any more tickets? No, I don't. I told you I didn't. So I went to look. I was wondering about these percentages, okay? And I went to look and see about the percentages of bills in circulation by denomination. 42% of the bills in denomination in circulation are the $1 bill.
By face value or by just bill?
Bills.
So by $1 bills. Is equal to 20 in these counting.
If you will. Yeah.
Okay.
$5 bill, 6% of the bills in circulation are $5 bills. And think about it, because how often do you see a crisp $5 bill?
Good point.
And you don't. Okay. $10 bills represent 9%, 9% of those out there in circulation. The $20 bill is 11%. So see, the women would actually get more circulation. And that was the theory I put forth, is that you're not going to take Abe Lincoln off the five. That's for sure. But you take Alexander Hamilton off and the women will be on 9% of the bills. But if they were on the 20, they'd be on 11% of the bills.
Hey.
I'm just saying. That leaves, of course, the 100. And, I didn't look up the $50 bill. Okay, I didn't look up the $50 bill. What I did find out is that 75% of the $100 bills in circulation are circulating outside the United States. 75%.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah. So there you are. All right, there's our money facts for today. By the way, you can vote, apparently. Oh, good. Because you have nothing else to do today. But you can vote through social media, hashtag the new 10, and that's the number 10. So if you want to go vote, they're really not going to care, and they're going to do whatever they want. But, you know, if you want to feel like you were a part of it, you can say, I made the vote that made the difference. The largest cruise ship is currently being tested off the coast of France. Have you seen this thing?
It's gargantuan.
It is a big, big, big boat. I went and tried to find out how big, you know, how many people, passengers it was going to hold, but I don't know that I've been able to find that yet. Hello?
Calling about the ticket?
Yep. Well, we don't have any more, thanks. There's one in every crowd.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. When looking to buy new tires, they should meet your personal needs. The tires should hold the road in the rain and stop in a short distance. Tires are an expensive investment, so keep your air pressure right and your tires rotated. Stop in at BCS Tire Pros, let us check your air pressure, and rotate your tires for free. We also offer free coast-to-coast roadside assistance, free tire inspections, and free flat repairs. Stop in or go to bcstirepros.com. Please vote for us in Best of the Brazos. And as always, give us your keys and put your mind at ease.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student-athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Baylor Scott & White, The Sleep Station, Brazos Valley Foot Care, and Aggieland Spectacles. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Get your summer bonus during the bonus tag sale at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi folks, Bubba Dixon here, and buying a new car has never been easier. Look for the bonus tags all over our lot for tremendous savings. It's that simple. Find your bonus tag on our best-selling new Chevrolets, new Silverados, new Malibus, new Cruisers, you name it, and we're offering the biggest savings of the year. Pay less for a new Chevy and get more for your trade. Come and get your instant cash offer for your old car here at your official Auto Trader trade-in Marketplace dealership. Walk away with the cash or use it for a down payment on a new Chevrolet. Listen, we have the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley, but you're going to have to hurry. These bonus tags are only good through June. Once they're gone, they are gone. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
What puts you at risk for identity theft? Do you bank online or go to the doctor? Banks and health insurers can be susceptible to breaches of your private information. Ever give out your social security number or date of birth? Hackers can use it to get loans or drain accounts. That's why you need LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Join LifeLock right now, and you'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code 15 today. That's 15 today to take advantage of an incredible 15% discount. Act now. This offer ends June 30th. Call 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Looks more like that deal to merge Staples and Office Depot, the number one and two office supply chains, is going to happen. Friday, over 99% of the shareholders of Office Depot voted for the merger, which means the deal should happen before the end of this year, subject to antitrust regulatory stuff. The companies, which have around 3,200 stores between them and in the U.S., are trying to merge in order to compete with online rivals Amazon.com plus Walmart and Target. Apparently both of them cutting into their market share. Hashtag shame on United was on fire again over the weekend. 1 week after United got flamed on social media for forcing passengers to spend 20 hours in a Canadian military barracks during an unexpected stop from Chicago to London, another PR disaster. An unhappy load of United passengers arrived in Chicago after a diversion to Belfast when a passenger got unruly on a flight from Rome on Saturday. After 5 hours on the tarmac, they were told to take blankets and pillows from the plane and spend the next 16 hours in the terminal because there were no hotel rooms available. Here, you can use our luxurious pillows.
Wow. And blankets.
That's United Airlines. So they got that going for them. Okay. The pain-relieving effects of music are well known, but most studies on the subject have been done with adults, and most of the music has been classical. Now they've done a study with kiddos and let them choose their own music or an audiobook, for instance, to listen to. Research is very personal in that Sunith Sharess was a college student when her grandma had major surgery and had to be put in an intensive care unit with three other patients. So this meant that her family couldn't always be with her. They decided what they'd do is they put some of her favorite music on an iPod so that she could listen to it around the clock. Well, what this girl learned about her grandmother is that she could see that the music relaxed her grandma, made her feel less anxious. So she wondered if she also felt less pain. So they did a study. 60 patients, ages 9 to 14. All the patients were going to undergo big operations, which would mean they'd have to spend at least a few days in the hospital. So right after the surgery, the patients received narcotics for the pain. But the next day, they were divided into three groups. One group heard 30 minutes of music of their choice. One group heard 30 minutes of stories of their choice. And one listened to 30 minutes of silence with noise-canceling headphones. The kids chose beforehand what they wanted. From the book group, they took stories like James and the Giant Peach. From the music, they took their pop choices. So So after that 30-minute session, the kids who listened to music or a book reduced their pain by 1 point on a 10-point scale, which is equal to about the same as taking over-the-counter pain medication. So music can, in fact. Music soothes the savage beast, and it also apparently diminishes your feeling of pain, too. So there you are.
Which, for us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life.